This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the NutriMedical Report. I have John W. Spring is off and on at least once a week. He's an amazing guy. We've been working for years, 3 years actually, trying to get Trump and his team to actually pay attention to the fact that we do have Russian hypersonic cruise missiles in Nicaragua and in La Rochelle Island in Venezuela. And now for the last several months, we've been trying to get him to pay attention to the fact that and they're doing some of the things correct. I mean, they're doing testing, and some of the testing, the test kits they had initially were not very good because the PCR tests they had were defective by the CDC. They miss about a third of the cases of people who had COVID-19, and they could also pick up four different subclasses of coronaviruses. Now they're actually launching an antibody test, which is going to be more accurate. Measures IgG and IgM. I can actually get people the test kit if they contact me to Great Plains Laboratory and have a test kit sent to them, and they can actually have the blood drawn by a phlebotomist at their home or go to LabCorp request. That test kit goes off to Great Plains Lab. You'll have to pay for it, though. And, of course, you'll probably get reimbursed because Trump's going to pay everybody's basically cost of testing, because ideally if you test everybody and they've got the immune reaction, the idea of having, you know, all the craziness that we have of sequestration, et cetera, needs to end. I personally think that you can really start the economy even next week if everybody had a visor on, like goggles, and a NIOSH mask, which stops all of the aerosol, and 100% also of droplet spray. Now, if you use just a cloth mask, it may stop your droplets from going to somebody else, but it's not going to stop the aerosols. It can go 100 feet or more. So people have to understand this is an aerosol-type infection. It's been called gain-of-function, developed at the University of North Carolina, with Dr. Barrick, who actually worked with Dr. Liu in the... when I looked at the documentary, for example, the one that was put out by China in Focus, NTD, they made it all look like it was just a communist Chinese. No, no, no. Our agencies, including the people that are surrounding Trump, have actually collaborated with giving information to the Chinese. Now, the Chinese did it, and they probably were just sloppy and had the thing released by accident, and one of their workers, apparently, the index person, they think, might have actually been injected with the virus. And then she apparently died shortly thereafter, worked in that Wuhan facility. But to be honest with you, this is from the case fatality rate, 0.37%, according to Dr. John Campbell in the UK. And I think his numbers are probably accurate. If we actually tested everybody that actually had the infection, there's probably four cases that have silent or, you know, some clinical infection to every person that actually gets a temperature or gets sick. So the case fatality rate is probably around four times the lethality of regular seasonal flu. And it's seasonal because as your vitamin D level goes up, your immune system gets more resistant to the infection. It's that simple. I mean, people need to start grasping that this is a simple terrain issue. If you're sitting in a home for 3 or 4 years or 10 years, and you get no vitamin D because you have no sunlight, and you have crappy nutrition, and your immune system is deficient because you're diabetic or you have other health problems like heart failure, what the heck do you expect? And then when you have a virus, your cytokine response destroys your mitochondria, and you get what we call aerobic failure. I mean, this is science, people. And unfortunately, most doctors are not scientists first. I'm a scientist before I had a PhD, before I even went into medicine almost 50 years ago. And I realized that doctors, only about 2% are really scientists. They do like a PhD in physiology or something other, hard science. And the deficiency, and I think this should also point out there are medical schools in America and the West have to smarten up and teach. And these are not alternative medicine, these are integrative medicine, genetics, epigenetics, immunotoxicology, stealth pathogen and infectious disease, quantum biophysics. These are areas of science that are quantitative and imaging studies and blood tests and so on that would make doctors a lot better problem solvers. And unfortunately, we don't have that. Now, I think if we had people even back to work, if they added extra things to improve their terrain, such as vitamin D and zinc, they took our Neutrodyne Alcim and NutriSilver. They took things to protect their mitochondria, like our Power C. I had a case of a gentleman who actually contacted me after the 2009 pandemic. Because remember, I've been ready for this for decades. Our first line kit was not designed for this latest disaster. It's been around for decades. And because I knew the government was doing it, every one of these so-called infections, like SARS, H1N1, H5N1, AIDS, Lyme disease, these are all bioweapons. They are not natural things that came from bats or anybody else. Anybody says, oh, it's a live animal thing. They show crazy pictures on Fox. These are lying pieces of human garbage, okay? They need to shut up, okay? We know the gene sequence. We've gone over with 5 interviews in the last 6 weeks with Dr. Boyle. I've had other experts I've contacted in China and elsewhere. We know everything, right down to the 3D maps of the virus. This was a bioweapon. And their whole scope of this is 3 things. Number one, they wanted to collapse the economy so they could actually rearrange America, because they don't want a strong America, because we're a Christian nation, and we're going to become much more Christian with this crisis, by the way. This being Good Friday, people are going to wake up and realize, without God, we've got nothing. Doesn't matter how strong our nation is, without God, we have nothing. And also, if we're going to take care of our neighbors, we have to be what I call a leaf. Local, eternal, anointed fellowship. In other words, you got to make sure your neighbors are not starving or getting sick or whatever, or getting cold or hungry. You got to take care of them. We're going to do it. And if you do that, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. People are going to start waking up to say, it's not big government's going to save you. It's not going to be the economy that's going to save you, although they need to get back to the economy. We could be back next week if everybody wore a mask and a visor and somebody took some things to improve their terrain, which is, I'm not saying it's a cure. There's no such thing as a cure. There's simply building up your system, so if you have an infection, it's relatively minor, and then you build up an immune system just like, as I say, the kids across the other side of the border from Mexico to Texas that just have dirt and don't get tons of vaccine. They have less ADD, less diabetes, less autoimmune disease, and so on by 5 times, because vaccines are bad. And the vaccine that they had for SARS makes it a lot worse. So I want people to understand here, this is actually relatively simple. Now, the globalists, what they want to do, and here's their goal, they want to tax the ACE receptor, which causes a decrease in sperm count and fertility. They want to force us into a system where you have to have an ID to travel, which includes having forced vaccination and chipping. It's in the actual movie by the Event 201 last year with Gilead Sciences, which, by the way, the drug which Bill Gates has, remdesivir, was patented by a Communist Party member in China. It's being tested right now in China. So when they say, oh, we got the cure, it comes from China. It comes from China, all right, because they've been working on it for years. People, you have to start waking up. And you're not going to hear this on Fox News. You're not going to hear it on CNN or MSNBC. They're really gone. And you're certainly not going to hear from the average doctor, because they don't have a background in bioterrorism like I do. That's why this morning I got a call from Dr. Ford. Now, he's got tons of interviews. And I said, and he said, well, I'm so busy next week, I don't know if I can make it. I said, oh, you want to be interviewed by a regular knucklehead who has no background in medicine or infectious disease or bioterrorism, or you want to just be interviewed by the average person on NPR or somebody else who's just going to ask you straight questions? I said, you don't have a background in bioterrorism, do you? To Dr. Ford. And he knows about the bioterrorist activity because he discovered his weapons in Iraq, which they, by the way, moved in 2010 from the 3 BSL labs we built in Iraq to China. We moved it directly to China to Dr. Leo. Do you know that? Now, people need to start grasping here. The whole picture is it's not just China. It's our globalist organizations in America, in Europe, and around the world that wanted to create this disaster so they could eventually chip us, track us, and push us into what's called the mark of the beast. If you don't get it, people, that we are in the tribulation. And God's going to terminate these maniacs, okay? He's going to terminate them. So you want to start grasping here that we could restart our economy next week. Simply wear NIOSH masks and an advisor, goggles. And if you're a health professional, we have hazmat suits. We already have them. You have full protection. If you have to wear, a moon suit, headgear, you never do that. And make sure you build up your own immune system by taking the right supplements and things to improve your own nutrition. Antivirals and things to protect your mitochondria, like our Power C Plus crystals and our Kirkland Gold, whatever. And guess what? You'll be fine. And if you did get an infection, it'll be minor, okay? The problem is, people have to understand, we're not trying to cure anything. We're trying to protect you so you don't end up deteriorating to the point where when they slap a ventilator on you, you got a 40 to 60% chance, at least up to 80% chance of croaking. So the doctors do not know what to deal with you because you're altitude sick. You're not dying of an infection. You're dying of mitochondrial failure. And these doctors, I saw one doctor's video, and this is months after I've been knew this, said it in New York, and this guy was obviously smart enough as an intensivist to catch on that, hey, these people are not dying like my regular people dying of pneumonia. something else is going on. It's called altitude sickness. If you take a senior, it's living, let's say, 1,500 feet, and if you put them to the Mount Everest, no wonder they can't breathe. They're hypoxic. Their mitochondria are dying. I mean, duh, but do you think the average person, and I'm trying to get through these freaking politicians, and I'm getting nowhere. You're Senator Cotton, you're Congressman Issa, and now Dr. Shiva, who's actually an MIT PhD grad in functional medicine. I haven't had a response this week. I'm concerned. Because if I just deal with the terrain issues of, let's make our nutrition of our seniors better, let's protect them by making sure that the vitamin D levels and zinc and everything are good, and they're actually getting real food, not GMO food, or, you know, garbage to keep them alive, but not really healthy. And then let's get rid of GMO foods. Let's stop this GMO garbage. Right?
Yes.
But you know what? Common sense is uncommon. I call it uncommon sense. What do you think of that?
Absolutely.
And I have a little quiz over here. And by the way, when you do, you'll have to sign in. It's called the Curiosity Index. It's really funny. You sign in, and I'll get an email afterward of all the answers to your questions. So I've got to work out your septic tank of your brain, exactly how many cognitively dissonant ideas you have in your head.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Here that the lockdown should end. John, I have your letter up here about lockdown should end. It's a really good letter. It's a good promo. Do you want me to read parts of it here?
Yes, go right ahead.
I'm going to summarize rather than reading the whole thing. Personally, I think everybody, just like this guy in L.A., if you get a cloth mask, it's going to stop probably most of the droplets. So that's going to help quite a bit. If you have an NIOSH mask and a goggles, it's really good. And if you use things like our things to build up your immune system, like just take vitamin D. Go to any health food store and get vitamin D. Add other nutraceuticals. And if you add each layer, you build up your what's called terrain. In other words, we're not talking about a cure. We're talking about building up your terrain. Okay, so if you take our Nutridyne, our Allicin-Med, NutriSilver, our NutriDefense, which strips off the capsule of the virus, the inoculum, the dosage of bugs that needs to be to infect you and create an infected state, becomes impossible for the virus to infect you. And then if you protect your mitochondria by taking things like in your drink, like I have in my drink here, Power C Plus crystals, I have a bottle right here on my desk, or you take our Kirkland Gold capsules or the Kirkland Gold powder, guess what? Your mitochondria are not going to suffer, because that's ultimately what happens. The F1 protein and the mitochondria uncouple, so your mitochondria can't generate ATP, and you go into anaerobic failure. It's called death. When you go into anaerobic failure, your mitochondria die, you die. You die as fast as your mitochondria. In other words, you got to understand, the only thing keeping you alive is your mitochondria, and when they go, you're gone. Now, if you die in the permafrost, you're not anaerobically dead. You can stay in permafrost for millennia, as long as you're still frozen down there. So you're not completely dead, but you're aerobically dead. So you're not talking to anybody. You're not going to parties. You're not eating food and digesting it. You're just anaerobically dead, frozen in the permafrost. You know, to be a scientific purist here. So this problem is not a problem. This virus, now that we've actually got a grasp of what it is probably about four times as lethal as the regular flu. It spreads really easily through an aerosol. We now know that simple distancing is to bring that peak down. I think, for example, in restaurants, they should have, the best thing I would think is to have a little barrier around each table, like a plastic barrier, number one, and, like a barrier, a plastic barrier wall. And then everybody that comes into the restaurant, they have to have their temperature checked. And if they've had a blood test done, shows they've had the antibody, it makes it really easy that, if you haven't one, you've got to wear a mask until you actually sit at your table with the other people that you're eating with. And then we can get back to work. If people are crawling over each other, like the Walmart the other day, my wife was at the Walmart, but yet there are other places that were much more rational, like Trader Joe's, where only so many people allowed in, and they went below those ultraviolet wands down the aisles and cleaned everything. It's just easy to deal with. You take an ultraviolet wand, and then seconds, low-frequency ultraviolet light, bam, virus is dead. You can get a meter-long wand, just wipe it over the surface, and instead, you can buy this at Walmart or anywhere, or Amazon. So when people say, well, Dr. Deagle, why is this a big problem? It's a big problem because in news media and the globalists, and they've injected now, I think it's going to be $5 trillion, it could be more, you can't keep printing money, because when you're printing money, you're dissolving the value of the money that's in people's homes and mortgages and pension funds, and you're actually blowing up the economy. In fact, I believe if this thing is carried on through the summer, there'll be more people dead from the economic chaos caused by the violence and starvation than from the friggin' virus. Yeah. The virus is like a very bad case of seasonal flu. The 1918 flu, by the way, after 18 months, did not come back. You know why? The population had enough exposure, although there were 700,000 dead. Probably everyone in the country got exposed to it, and the ones that were going to die had marginal nutrition, and the ones who didn't die were able to fight the virus off, and they developed immunity to it. That's why it didn't come back. Duh, do they not understand that? And that's why the flu, when it comes back, has to be a new genetic alteration for the seasonal flu, because if you had antibodies to the previous flu, it can't come back because it won't infect you.
Yes.
It's that simple, people. And then they want to panic you. And go, oh, my, you can't go back like these dumb Democrats. You can't go back until you get a vaccine. You don't need a vaccine.
No.
Test everybody in the country to see if they have immunoglobulins, and then if they don't, make sure their immune defenses are built up and they wear an IOSH mask if they're in public. That's easy.
Right.
So they don't infect themselves or infect other people, whether they're children or adults. It's easy. This, right?
Yes. There's one thing that the news media and the officials at the White House have never mentioned to any extent, and that is cover your cough. They talk about washing your hands, which is good.
You have to cover your cough. The cough is a thing. Listen, even a regular cloth thing is going to cut down probably 90-95% of the droplets.
Yep.
That's the worst part of it. Now, the aerosol was bad, too. I mean, when they flushed the toilet here in Hong Kong, they discovered that somebody 10 floors down, if the toilet seat was up, the aerosol from the toilet backing up could have caused you to get infected. Yeah, that happens. Sure it happens.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's rare. But the real issue is droplets. If you can just even wear, like the guy in L.A., at least the mayor had the common sense to say, you can't go out of home unless you have at least a cloth mask on. Ideally, if we were smart, we would have had lots of NIOSH masks. We have them because we've been preparing for years for this. You know, this is not like the first rodeo I've done on this stuff. I've known that, you know, H5N1, H1N1, you know, all these other viruses, they're all come out of a freaking lab. And we are responsible, not just the Communist Chinese, they're nuts. And they want to use the weapon, by the way, they would recreate the weapon. They want to make it race-specific down the road so it would kill non-Chinese. Guess what? I know that because I got documents going back 30 years in China that they wrote this. Because they knew they couldn't engage us in a nuclear war, so they could engage us in a cybernetic war against our power grid or air traffic controllers. But ideally, they want a biological war where they can say, well, if there's specific genes for non-Chinese, we'll kill you guys. And guess what? They screwed up. They screwed up before. The SARS epidemic before was caused by them leaking, okay? Their lab, they didn't manage it properly and did stupid things. These people were sloppy. It's almost certainly an accident. Now, of course, they did have this simulation back in October where Gilead Sciences and Bill Gates and all these people met together and they had this video about it because they had their, I call it the wet dreams of Satan and his minions here on Earth. These bastards, and they should be probably going to prison. Anybody on that list of 201, and we went over it with Dr. Ott, he'll be back on the third hour, last half of the third hour, they should go to prison. That includes Gilead Sciences and Bill Gates and all the other members that belong to that 201 event that actually were planning and saying, hey, in our video, 65 million Americans die, and we're going to force vaccinate and chip you. If you think I'm making this up, well, just look at their own video. Deagle didn't make this up. They actually pronounced it because it's part of their crazy religion. They have to tell you in advance what they're going to do. And then when they do it, people, I don't believe you. I think that, Deagle, you're crazy. I'm thinking, no, you're crazy because you won't watch the damn video or use your common sense to realize these devils have an intention to control you, chip you, sterilize you, and then make your babies 10 years from now, let's say, or 9 years from now, in a lab. That's their intention, okay?
Yes. Now, there's another thing that the news media and the White House staff have failed to do so far. It should be possible for them to demonstrate visually the aerosol spray.
I saw that on Fox, actually. They had a good simulation on Fox. I saw it last night. Okay. That's pretty easy. I mean, they say a simulation of the aerosol. People should realize this guy in L.A. is smart to tell them that. But, you know, they didn't tell them about the simple things like, hey, let's make sure we give you extra vitamin D. Let's give you some zinc. Let's give you antipathogenics to help develop your ability for your macrophage to kill the virus. Our Neutrodyne, Allicin, and NutriSilver, our Nutri Defense that strips off the capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses, are things that help to build up your protection of mitochondria, like our special superabsorbed curcumin and Power C Plus to neutral pH. Guess what? We're just protecting your cells. We're improving the terrain. We're making you stronger so this becomes a seasonal flu and doesn't put you in an ICU or a ventilator or an ECMO machine or put you in the grave, okay? Or put our nation financially in the grave and cause a new world order to take over. That's what they're up to, people. Pay attention. That's why you should wake up. Jesus out of the grave.
This is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8222.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says no one should be playing politics with the coronavirus.
I watched what Speaker Pelosi did when we were trying to pass the CARES Act, holding it up. I just watched it repeated today, and to me, it's just disgusting.
briefing reporters by phone, McCarthy also criticizes Senate Democrats for blocking Republican moves to add $250 billion to small business relief funds. Speaking at a virtual town hall at the Pentagon, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley has a warning for countries who may try to take advantage of the United States during the coronavirus pandemic.
And I wouldn't want any mixed messages going out there to any adversaries that think they can take advantage of an opportunity, if you will, at a time of crisis. That would be a terrible and tragic mistake if they thought that.
This is USA Radio News.
Car?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The bumper music bumping us in. John W., now, so number one, this is not a problem, but you have to deal with your terrain. You should wear a mask, and I ideally get a NIOSH N95, get a first line kit. I should have eye visor goggles, because you don't want the aerosol going in your eyes, and you don't want to touch your face. And just regular hand sanitizers will work to go, you know, alcohol or non-alcohol will clean up the viruses. And simply, people should have to separate. I think that if you have restaurants, have a little plastic barrier between different tables and have each person comes in there, measure their temperature, and eventually we're all going to have a card, probably within 6 months or a year, where we'll say, I got tested, I show that I have the antibodies. And then the other thing, if it doesn't show that, I think the card should also show I have adequate levels of vitamin D and other minerals in my blood, because you see, integrative medicine is not alternative. It should be integrated. If I guarantee you that all the senior citizens, if I did an autopsy on every senior that died in America or in other countries, I can guarantee they had vitamin D levels in their boots, they had intracellular minerals like zinc in their boots, they had mitochondria, even on electron microscopy, were blipping along and not capable of producing ATP, especially when you put them on Mount Everest. What the hell do we expect? You take a senior citizen that has no sunlight in 4, 5, or 10 years, put them in a situation where you bring them up to Mount Everest and their mitochondria can't function, you put a ventilator on them, they can't save them. All it's doing is just making sure they breathe for them. How stupid are people? Oh, we're on ventilators. I'm thinking, you're out of common sense. That's your problem. You don't realize you're not dealing with a ventilator problem. And by the way, these health professionals don't have proper adequate protection. How crazy are we not to have personal protection suits? That's why I have tons of them. I have hazmat suits are 5-5-7 and 5-7 above. People can contact me and say, I can't find them anywhere. Well, they get it from us. But, you know, because we're not like a big shot, you know, like a major agency, they say, well, we can't get it. Yes, you can. You need to contact me, and I have them. What I find amazing to me is that simply if you improve the terrain of people and you protect them simply from the aerosol and the droplet spray, we can get our people back to work. More people will die if we continue this to, say, June from the economic chaos than from the virus by a large extent. We already know from the recent statistics of how many people and the fact that we're peaking in many countries and they're reactivating it, that the case fatality rate is probably around 0.37%. Well, the flu is 0.1. So it's about 3.5, maybe almost 4, but 3.5 times more lethal than the regular flu. That's it. It is not the end of the world, okay? They want to tell you it's the end of the world so they can force you to do stuff that's stupid. Force vaccination and shipping.
Yeah.
Keep the economy closed up like the damn Democrats so they collapse and create a form of social communism where they just print money and the economy collapses in and then basically we become part of the New World Order. This is stunned, okay? We need to stop this foolishness. Back to work now with terrain issues and personal airway protection and simple measures to make sure the virus can spread to someone else and build up them. If I could take every senior in the country and say, hey, as per my plan with Donald Trump, how about we pay for doing vitamin D levels and minocycline or mineral levels on every senior? If I could just tell you, if simply give them polyphenols in their diet and measure their levels and their vitamin levels of vitamin D and fix it, I guarantee if these seniors got it, they would be like a bad flu. They wouldn't die or end up on a respirator. Even before you start taking my fancy nutraceuticals to further build up your terrain. I think it's insane what I see going on here. We have ignorant politicians, really dumb epidemiologists that make crazy statistical computer models that are out to lunch based on crazy assumptions that they don't understand. And also they don't admit to the fact that our government agencies, all of them, including the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease with Dr. Fauci, who's a criminal, the Fatal Drugs Allowed People, the CDC, Center for Disease Creation, USAMRID, okay, and Fort Detrick, all of these have collaborated directly, including even the movement of our bioweapons from Iraq in 2010 to Dr. Yu Liu, who published her fourth article in Nature, talking about how they're going to create the reverse engineering S-protein to attach to human cells so they don't need an intermediate species so it can infect humans. Guess what? These crazy maniacs, we allowed them to multiply from 9/11. In fact, we talked about how he was banned, Professor Francis Boyle. I interviewed him 5 times. Other people have interviewed him, but they're not a medical expert like me. I'm a bioweapon expert, okay? The guy I trained under 48 years ago when I did my PhD worked in Bethesda. I worked 26 years ago with the Bump Top Secret Clearance, 24 years ago with Reserve Admiral Hughes as a point man working on Operation Top Off, chemical, radiological, nuclear terrorism. There's nobody more qualified to speak in public in any language on earth than Dr. Bill Deagle. Now, you might be ticked off at that. And if you have the cojones, as they say in Hispanic, to challenge me on air, God help you, because I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on you. And if you want to start cursing at me with stupid curse words, just go elsewhere. Shut off the radio and forget it, okay? I'm trying to save your hide. Even if you hate my guts, I'm still trying to save your hide. And I want people to wake up. This is a nothing. If they followed it with simple suggestions, even this guy in L.A., he had the sense to tell people to wear a mask. Yeah. How sensible. Even a cloth mask will stop your droplets from infecting other people. But if they tested every senior in this country, everybody who has a weak immune system, every diabetic that has, let's say, to see what their vitamin D levels and their minerals in their body, and if they have polyphenols in their diet, guess what? You eat GMO food, you have no sunlight, you got terrible mineral content in your cells, you wonder why the RNA polymerase can replicate the virus? Duh! How stupid are we? Right? Do you think, John?
Yes. Now, my concern is how can we break through the red tape immediately?
I'll tell you how we break through. Everybody out there, contact your politicians. It doesn't matter if it's America or right now I'm trying to get through Montana. I have David Dunn, who's been one of the Montana legislators, and he's afraid because he has to run again in June for his primary thing. I was like, look, there won't be a nation if we drag this thing out to the summer or fall. There won't be. America will be history, okay? It might look like there's there. It's like having a dead body. But you can't keep on printing money. And, you know, Mike Adams, and I think his conclusion is correct, 60% of the population will not have the resources for even basic human needs, food, and other things, in 1 month. In other words, if this goes to mid-May, we're screwed. 60% of the population, what are they going to do? They're going to be hungry, they're going to get violent, and they're going to take into their own hands whatever the hell they think they're going to do in order to survive. I don't want to see that. I want to see people not hungry. I want to see them healthy. I want to see fellow Americans take care of fellow Americans. I don't want to think, how many more ventilators can we build at a huge expense? It's not a ventilator problem, and also we're not even protecting our health professionals.
Yeah. By the
way, as we start losing doctors and nurses that get sick because they don't have proper personal protection or their own terrain is bad, I can't tell you how many doctors I saw die working in the intensive care unit because they had terrible nutrition, worked their ass off all hours, days, and night. The average male doctor in America, by the way, lives only to 55. I'm already 68. I've already outlived the average male doctor by 13 years. Do you know that?
Yes. By the way,
if you think doctors are really good at giving me advice, imagine they don't take their own EGMO foods, they have terrible nutrition, they don't do functional medicine, they don't know anything about how the body works or genes. And you think your doctor knows? No. Their drug salesmen know 12 procedures, period. That's it.
Yes.
That's our medical school training. They don't want you to be an advanced biochemist or somebody that actually knows intermediate metabolism or immunotoxicology or anything. They want you to shut up, push the drugs, push the vaccines, do your procedures, and just bill insurance and go on your boat on the weekend or go golfing on Wednesday. That's what they want the doctors and health professionals to do. Shut up and keep moving.
Yes. By the way, MIT developed a very inexpensive respirator. I saw that.
But the thing is, to be honest with you, all a respirator does is breathe for you.
Yeah.
If your mitochondria are failing, do you think breathing for you is going to do anything when your oxygen going in can't turn into ATP?
None whatsoever.
Why do you think that 60 to 80% of people go on ventilators die because they're not addressing the problem? Yeah, secondarily, some of them are going to get secondary infections. You need antibiotics, IV, or whatever it is. But even the antiviral drugs they're testing, they have to make sure they're safe. The one that we use, which is called antiviral, proper hemoglobin, a gram a day, to go to heart failure.
Attention all readers.
Worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-887.
So we have, so this last segment, I did a lot of talking here, but I want you to raise questions because the average person out there will think, well, I want John Springer, smart guy. I don't particularly think I'm bright. You know what I think I am? Curious. I am Mr. Curious. And I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. I mean, when animals would say things when I was 2 and 3 years of age, I would go crazy thinking, I know that's not true, that's not to lie. I remember in grade one, my teacher, Sister Marie Blackie, said to the class, and I was only like 6 years of age, grade one, at the Catholic school in Toronto, Nova Scotia, and she said, you were little angels and you came down and decided to have bodies. I'm thinking, Sister, what you said to the class is a figment of your very productive imagination and you're full of rope. What do you mean, rope, Billy Deagle, in the back of the class? When my dad's name was Bill, I was always Billy. That's why my niece made a song up, you know, about 20 years ago. Now called the Damn It Billy song, because I aggravate people because I raise questions they don't want to hear. All the way from grammar school, middle school, high school, medical school, residency, and courtrooms all around the country. And when she said this, she said, Billy, what do you mean by rope? And I said, well, when you go to the toilet, number two, it's like rope. She goes, get out in the hall, Billy. And she strapped me and strapped me. She said, she's almost ready, my wrist ready to bleed, okay? And I'm thinking, I'm a tough little kid, okay? And she says, is that enough, Billy? And I said, have you had enough yet? I said, I don't know, teacher, are you tired? She looked at me like, oh, I have a problem here. So years later, in 1976, I actually saw her. She had left the nunnery. She had had 5 kids, believe it or not. And she had a hot abdomen because she had peritonitis. And I diagnosed her that she had a left-sided appendicitis. Her diverticuli burst. And she was dying. And so we had to open her up from stem to stern, xiphoid to symphysis pubis. And me and the surgeon whipped out a section of her bowel and saved her life with IV antibiotics. Yeah, I remember you, Billy. I said, really? I said, yeah, I remember you asked me that question in grade one. I said, I never met anybody like you. I said, you never will. So the people out there don't want to think that they can shut up Dr. Bill by cursing at me or threatening me, physically or illegally or otherwise, you're delusional. Because until the last oxygen molecule leaves my body, I will tell the truth. And I want people to understand, I need good questions because, you know, I don't feel particularly bright. I just feel like I'm honest. I don't try to be nice so people like me by telling them lies or making them feel really good or not raising issues in public, you know, even family meetings. where you shouldn't raise that, Billy. That's not a bad thing to do because people get upset when you raise the truth. Duh. I mean, I find it aggravating. When you get in court of law, though, it's different. When you get to court of law, the judges and everything, they really respect the idea of when you have a voir dire and you're actually mentioning the truth. They love it. That's why I'm medical legal aid certified in every specialty as a medical legal expert and have been for decades now. But guess what? Real scientists, that's way too. When you want to discover something, you have to be logical. You have to have all your things lined up. And I don't see that. I see a society that believes in lying to themselves, lying to the politicians, lying to their congregations and church, lying to their political underlings, or they mix truth and lies. They make this anywhere from 50 to 90% truth and, you know, throw some cyanide lies on top of it. Just like the idea of, like, we're going to restart the economy. You can't restart the economy without masks and visors and other things. You can't start it without checking the most vulnerable people in our society, their vitamin D levels and their nutritional status. You want to make people live longer? Don't build more ventilators. Make better meals. Get rid of genetically modified food. Take care of people so that they actually have some nutrition. And to make sure we, by the way, I want to hear them saying they're worried about nationalizing health care. I don't want national health care, but I want it affordable to everybody. I want integrative care. So anybody who wants a blood test to see what's my nutritional status, what diseases am I heading toward, I want everybody to be able to afford to get it done and be able to write it off, including every supplement technology. For example, when people do their taxes with me, I give them documentation if they need it. So there's nothing you buy, whether it's the Sonic Life machine or your vitamins. You can just take your receipts and say, I took this for my XYZ problems. And guess what? It should completely off your taxes. Nobody should pay to stay healthy because we're walking debts. We're two-legged debts for the nation. If somebody visits here from Angola and a week later gets sick, guess what? We all have to pay for that person if they end up in the ICU. Because our insurance goes up to pay for their care because they didn't have any insurance. See, people need to start grasping here when they talk about, well, we can't have as Republicans national health care. I don't want top-down health care where they tell you, if you don't take a vaccine, you can't travel across state lines. I don't want a thing where if you don't have a little card that says you've had a vaccine, you can't get in a car or drive around the country or take an airplane. That's the crap that they want to push on us, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And if you think, oh, Dr. Deagle, you think you know everything. You know what? Challenge me, SOB. If you think you can challenge me, I'm going to give you an intellectual beating of your life. And I'm not nice. I mean, these people think, well, Alex Jones is tough, and he is a tough guy, and I respect him, but there's none tougher than me. None. Now, you might not like that. Tough. Turn it off and suffer for it. But I suffer and will die for you to tell you the truth that this is a nothing virus, and their objective is the mark of the beast. And the Christian church, by the way, will prophesy for time, times, and half a time, and they're going to get out of the way of harm, okay? The church is going to be smart. They're going to get out of the buildings. If you belong to a church building, get the hell out and go to a home. Number one. Number two, get out of the big cities. Get away from the coast at least 1,000 feet up, at least 7 to 10 miles in. Don't be downwind of a nuclear reactor. Start figuring out how you can, with your local community, like if we get over this flu in the next few months, start getting together as collectives to say, do we have home gardens? Do we have a little bartering system to take care of each other if we start, if something happens again like this? Because if you think this is the only bastards have got planned to try to knock on us, you're delusional. You know, one of the comments made by Dr. Chouat will be on the third hour is this is a test. The guy from the Pentagon quoted that. Of course it's a test. They announced it back at this meeting, Event 201. So it's not just a test. All these viruses have been, SARS, H5N1, H1N1, all these viruses were a little test to see how much can we do and what's the population, and they did computer modeling. So you don't understand, if we get over this, if you think it's the last of the crazy viruses they're going to use to bring us into the New World Order, think again. It'll either be a new version of this virus or some other completely different virus, so they've even tweaked it more. And I want to blame the Communist Chinese. Yes, the Communist Chinese are nuts and they're crazy. But guess what? If they didn't have all our data and collaboration, they wouldn't have any of this stuff. None of it. So when I saw this movie about China in focus in TD, it's like, yeah, the Chinese need to be slapped down. We need to get rid of communism. But we also need to get rid of satanic globalism running the whole world into the ground.
Yeah.
And that includes George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., Dick Cheney, the Prince of Darkness, and all these maniacs in the bioweapon lab, 13,000 of them by 2015, according to Professor Boyle. And people say, well, no, it's only the Communist Chinese did this. Are you kidding? You think our 12 BSL labs and our guys shipping three labs from Iraq with our bioweapons to Dr. Liu in China, She couldn't have done all this stuff without her help. Are you kidding? You got to be kidding. And the Chinese and the senior member of the party patented Remdesivir, which, by the way, is going to be released by Gilead Sciences here in America and by Bill Gates. And guess what? It's a Communist Party member that patented it in China. The drug they're testing now is going to be the savior drug against the flu. Of course it will be. Next year we'll say, we now have Remdesivir. We finished the studies in September, October, and you can now get Remdesivir. It only costs $400 for a month. Or 2 weeks, or whatever it is. Or $1,000. And guess what? Somebody's going, chinka, 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 chinka. And they're thinking, you people are so stupid. Man, they're like, but you know what I want people to do? I want them, when they watch television or listen to the radio, to start their bowel lessons. Don't listen unless you do 30 seconds to a minute of they act like a real sheep. Not a smart sheep, but a stupid sheep. Because people think, well, Dr. Deagle, you're making it up. I said, I have all the facts. I got the gene sequence. I got the three-dimensional map. I got the reports. I got the articles. I've got everything. And it's not open to damned opinion. What do you think, John?
Absolutely.
It's easy to defeat this virus. Easy. Wear masks and visors, take the supplements to improve the terrain, improve people's nutrition, get rid of GMO foods, which, by the way, Donald, idiot Trump, is pushing. Get rid of 5G network, which is toxic to our cells, 60 gigahertz, robs nitric oxide, so it causes hypoxia, damages your mitochondria. We know that. Now, why do you think they put 130,000 antennas in Wuhan and Hubei province? And people are falling over and breaking their teeth on the ground because they're in hypoxia because they have the dual toxins of 5G network combined with a virus. What the hell do you think? Right?
Yes.
I know how to make direct energy weapons. What they make is kindergarten. Believe me, what I can make. Let me tell you, I can make 22nd century weapons. They're a lot dangerous, more dangerous than these idiots. But they put this out there because they want to eventually hack into your consciousness. They want to control your biology. They want to stop human reproduction in uteri. They want to grow babies in labs. The state wants to be the mama and the papa. You think I'm making it up? You're going to suffer first, and then you're going to die. I can be your angel of life, or if you listen to me and reject it and curse at me, I will be, unfortunately, your angel of death, and I don't want to be that. I want you to listen up, people. The end is coming, and it's because you out there are not listening, praying, and acting. And stop cursing at me. It's not going to do a damn thing. It'll just make me more ticked off and more determined to fight against evil, including the stupidity in your heads, the hogwash that you believe that makes you a victim. How's that?
Right.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.